I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Military experts say Russia could be planning another military offensive into Ukraine. While those rumors continue swirling, Ukrainians are suffering now. How bad is it? People are starving. Amy Cotton with Christian Aid Mission says they support 8 ministries working there. As they reach out with aid, God is working.
A lot of people, because of the uncertainty, are seeking the Lord. They're coming to church for the first time. They're coming to pastors and Christians and asking how to become saved. So there is a revival going on in the midst of this.
$1.75 provides food for a family of 4. Next, often children who've been in and out of the hospital end up working in the health field. Shouldn't that be our reaction when we receive healing through the gospel, to share it with others? Well, Clive Waller, an alumnus of Haggai Institute, is doing just that for the youth in South Africa.
God has given me a tremendous opportunity to mentor, to coach, to empower, and to train them up so that they can become people that would extend the kingdom of Christ.
In Lawler's case, Haggai activated a passion that already existed, equipping him for leadership.
The quality of the training is life-changing.
To find out more about the impact of Haggai, read the full story at our website. And finally, Christians can translate the Bible into as many languages as they want, but if people can't read or write, they'll never fully understand God's Word. New Tribes Mission's doing something about it and making history with a new program called Literacy Starter. It's designed to speed up the creation of literacy curriculum. Pray the program will have a positive impact on literacy. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.